that.
Oh, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit
perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy a new
wardrobe.
All right, for a man, he might think in terms of one
suit.
Mm-hmm. And matching coat and pants are a
outfit.
All right, or a man would say just
a suit.
Said. Mm-hmm. If a man stuffs a lot of things in his pocket, and they all like to do that, their pockets
bulge.
All right. Now, maybe you accidentally put a shirt in some very hot water, and it was the first time you washed it. You would find the shirt would
shrink.
All right. And the next day would be too late to do anything about it because yesterday the shirt
shrunk.
All right. When a girl goes out to a party and getting ready, you say she likes to what?
Primp.
All right. If a girl likes to put on her mother's clothes, she likes to
dress up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry their money and their other things in?
Pocketbook.
All right. Can you think of any other terms for it that you might use?
A purse.
Mm-hmm. What does a woman sometimes wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
All right. Suppose there are a lot of little things strung together used to go around your neck. What would you call these?
Beads.
All right. Men used to wear something to hold up their trousers called?
Suspenders.
Do you think of any other terms for that?
Galluses.
Do you remember a famous politician who?
Talmadge.
What about him?
Wore red suspenders.
All right. What do you hold over you sometimes when it rains?
An umbrella.
All right. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a?
Pillow.
All right. What do you call the thing that you put over the pillow to keep it clean?
Pillowcase.
All right. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Pillow slip.
All right. Do you remember ever seeing something used to cover the pillows that was twice as long as the pillows? In other words, the thing that you fit both pillows under?
Pillow sham.
All right. Did you ever hear the term bolster? What does that mean to you?
No, I've never heard that one.
All right. What do you call a cover that's made with a lot of fancy sewing to keep you warm? It might be made out of scraps.
A quilt.
Mm-hmm. Have you used any other term for
coverlet?
Quilt.
A coverlet.
All right. If you bought a fancy puffy quilt, very silky, you might call it a what?
Comfort.
Did you ever make a sleeping place on the floor for your children when they were little? What is that called?
Pallet.
Right.
No, go on.
All right. If a field is very poor, we would naturally expect a very poor yield from it. On the other hand, if a field is very
fertile,
we would expect a big crop. What do you call lowland that lies along the stream? Have you ever heard farmers?
Bottoms.
Mm-hmm. You have. That is a farm term. You've heard that used. The bottom
mm-hmm.
land would be the lowland. All right. What do you call grazing land where there's a lot of grass?
Pasture.
All right. Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. You would call